On October 23rd, Kent State University President Beverly Warren announced that she would be leaving her position in July of 2019. Now that Warren's five-year term has nearly reached its close, the university's staff and students have turned their attention toward the Board of Trustees' search efforts to find a new president. Currently, the board has only revealed that they are currently committed to a national search and will publicly announce their plans once they make decisions in the next few weeks. Their next public meeting will take place on Wednesday, December 5th. The primary question here is, will the board conduct an open or a closed search? The former of these would require Kent to reveal the names of all the applicants they're looking at to take over Warren's position throughout the entire process. A closed search, on the other hand, only discloses the names of finalist candidates. I spoke with Pamela Grimm, the chair of the Kent State Faculty Senate's Executive Committee, prior to a meeting with other members of the committee to discuss who would help in the search efforts.
According to policy, the Committee on Administrative Officers has four people, and one of those people will be me. I'm chair of Faculty Senate and chair of the Committee on Administrative Officers. One person will be chosen by the Regional Campus Faculty Advisory Council, and then two faculty are chosen by the Committee on Administrative Officers.
Grimm supports the school having an open search.
So I think one of the real benefits of having open search is the involvement of all the constituents who will be governed by whoever that person is. You have employees, you have customers, you have an entire community of people who will be led by the person who's going to lead the organization. And especially in the case when it's a public institution, there's a public oversight and a public responsibility as well.
Mark Goodman, Kent professor and night chair in scholastic journalism, believes transparency should triumph.
I think when you're talking about an agency that's run by tax dollars, it's really important for the public to have confidence and be able to have confidence in what that public agency is doing and be able to engage in some effective oversight of that public agency by observing their activities, including their searches for top administrators.
There's only one good reason that Grimm can surmise to have a closed search, an increase in the total number of applicants. And even this comes with a caveat.
We do know for a fact, and this is clear, the number of candidates applying will be smaller when it's an open search. That's unquestioned. The real question is, how does that influence the quality of the candidate pool? Just because it's a smaller pool doesn't mean it's not as good a pool in terms of quality applicants.
When you consider Kent State's perspective, it's hard to blame them. In a day and age where many schools are run like private businesses, it only makes sense for a university to want to maintain a high degree of secrecy when it comes to their proceedings. Not to mention the fact that hiring someone to seek out candidates is a lot easier and could yield great results.
Sometimes, expediency does supersede policy when people are not thinking things through clearly. I mean, no one can doubt that it would be simpler for the university to run a search that is totally closed to the public. But that doesn't mean, number one, legally they're able to do that, or two, that it's the wise thing to do, because the simplicity of the search is not the only goal.
Another reason people are upset about the decision? Because it also meant the university was spending $250,000 to hire the services of Storbeck / Pimentel & Associates, a professional search firm based in Pennsylvania. Section 4 of Kent's University Policy and Procedures regarding search procedures for major academic administrative officers states that all members of a search committee represent the interests of the university as a whole, not merely those of a constituency. A search committee for president should include members from the board, the faculty, administration, students, alumni, and such others as the board may deem necessary at the time. Section 4 of Kent's University Policy and Procedures regarding search procedures for major academic administrative officers states that all members of a search committee represent the interests of the university as a whole, not merely those of a constituency. A search committee for president should include members from the board, the faculty, administration, students, alumni, and such others as the board may deem necessary at the time. Whether the board decides to hold an open or closed search, keep that wish in mind. It says right there in the policy that Kent State wants its students to be on the search committee, which means your voice matters.